Title, Subtle Detune on Chords, Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's dial in something that instantly makes drum and bass chords feel alive. Subtle Detune, not giant trance super saw, not seasick wobble. We're going for that moving air, slightly unstable width that sits above a rolling break and stays out of the sub's way. And we're doing it in Session View on purpose, because Session View is basically the perfect laboratory for this. You can audition detune flavors fast, perform changes like an instrument, and then we sample the best moments into tight, mixable audio. By the end, you'll have one chord track with four detune modes: tight, micro detune, drift, and wide unison. You'll be able to switch them with one macro, jam scene launches, record the whole performance into arrangement, and then resample it so it hits clean in a busy 174 BPM mix. Let's start. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make a MIDI track and name it Chords. Now, in Session View, create four empty clip slots, one per scene, and label them like this: A tight, B micro detune, C drift, and D wide unison. Quick workflow tip: keep your drums looping while you do this. Detune that sounds gorgeous solo can suddenly fight with rides, hats, and break noise. In drum and bass, the drums are the truth serum. Now we need a core chord sound. Use Wavetable if you've got it, or analog if you prefer, that classic hardware-ish vibe. I'll describe Wavetable, but the concept is identical either way. Drop Wavetable onto the chords track. For oscillator 1, choose something mellow from basic shapes, like a sine-ish or triangle-ish shape. For oscillator 2, add a square-ish shape but keep it low and level, just enough to give harmonics and definition. Important: turn unison off for now. We want a clean reference before we start whitening anything. Add a low-pass filter, the LP24 style. Set the cutoff somewhere around, say, 1.2 to 3 kHz depending on how bright you want the chord. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5, just to give it some bite. Then set your amp envelope. For stabs, use a small attack, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Decay around 600 milliseconds, sustain a bit down, maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and a release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. If you want pad behavior, just extend decay and release into seconds. Now let's write a DNB-friendly chord clip. In the tight slot, create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick one of these movements. For a liquid roller vibe, try D minor 7 for bar 1, D, F, A, C, then BB major 7 for bar 2, BB, T, F, A. If you want darker minimal tension, try F minor for bar 1, F, AB, C, then F minor sus 2 for bar 2, F, G, C. Same root, different flavor. Simple, moody, effective. Now here's a really important performance detail. In drum and bass, chords often feel better slightly off the grid. Try nudging the chord start a tiny bit early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, or load a groove in the groove pool, something MPC-ish, and apply like 10 to 20%. The goal is pocket, not wobble. Cool. Now we're going to build the detune rig. Select your instrument, Wavetable or analog, and group it into an instrument rack. That's CMD or Control plus G. Open the chain list and create four chains. Name them tight, micro, drift, and wide. Now duplicate the instrument so each chain starts identical. This is huge, because you don't want different sound design across chains. You want same chord, different detune behavior. That way your A/B comparison is fair. Let's set each chain. Chain 1. Tight. Do nothing. No detune, no chorus, no drift. This is your reference point. Your ears need a zero. Chain 2. Micro detune. This is the barely there but suddenly feels wider setting. In Wavetable, turn unison on. Set voices to 2. Unison amount around 10 to 20%. Detune in the neighborhood of 3 to 8, and width around 80 to 120%. Tasteful is the word. Optional, and only optional. Add chorus ensemble after the instrument. Use chorus mode. Set rate to something slow like 0.2 to 0.4 hz. Amount around 10 to 20%. And keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. This should feel like movement in the air, not a recognizable chorus effect. Chain 3. Drift. This is tapish instability for sustained chords, breakdowns, intros, and atmosphere. After the instrument, add the max for live LFO device. Map it to oscillator 1 pitch, or global tune if you prefer. Choose a random shape, like smooth random or sample and hold, but keep it smooth if you want less stepping. Now set the rate really slow, 0.05 to 0.15 hz. That's important. If this moves like vibrato, it will scream effect. We want drift, not vibrato. For amount, think in cents, not semitones. You're aiming for about plus or minus 2 to 6 cents maximum. Tiny. If your mapping is in semitones, it's going to be a very small movement. After that, add utility, turn base mono on, and keep width around 80 to 110%. This is one of your key DNB protections. The low end stays solid while the top can drift. Chain 4. Wide unison. This is the lush mode, but controlled. Turn unison on. Use 4 to 6 voices. Detune around 8 to 18. And set width around 120 to 160%. Then add EQ8 after the instrument. High pass at around 150 to 250 Hz, because in drum and bass your sub and bass are sacred. If it gets boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Then add saturator, subtle. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on, but keep output level matched. And that leads to a key teacher note, louder always sounds better. So level match your chains before you decide which sounds best. This is one of the biggest detune traps. Now we make it performable. In the instrument rack, map the chain selector to macro 1. Name macro 1 detune mode. Set the ranges so each chain occupies a quarter of the macro, basically, tight from 0 to 31, micro from 32 to 63, drift from 64 to 95, and wide from 96 to 127. Now add a few more macros for performance. Map a detune amount macro to whatever matters in each chain, like unison detune, parse amount, or both depending on how you set it up. Map drift amount to the LFO amount. Map tone to the filter cutoff. Map width to a utility width. And optionally map an error control to an EQ high shelf, maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB above 6 to 10 kHz. Here's a coaching move that will save you from ruining a mix. Put guardrails on your macros. Set sensible min and max values so you physically cannot push detune into seasick territory during a jam. Because when you're vibing, your hands will go too far. Let the rack protect you. If you're on live 11 or later, use macro variations too. Save a few safe snapshots like drop focus, break float, and lift. Then performing becomes recalling musical states instead of hunting for perfect macro positions mid-jam. Now let's duplicate that a tight clip into the other scenes. For B micro detune, simply switch macro 1 to micro and maybe open the filter just a touch. Keep it subtle. For C drift, switch to drift and close the filter a bit for atmosphere. Drift plus low pass is instant intro and breakdown mood. For D wide unison, switch to wide, but here's the rule. Don't live there. Wide is a moment, not a default. Use it for intros, outros, or as a lift right before a transition. Here's a simple arrangement concept you can steal immediately. Intro, drift pad, low pass, build, micro detune stab start to appear rhythmically. Drop, go back to tight or micro to keep the mix focused. Break, drift returns, maybe longer reverb tails. Second drop, bring wide back only as call and response fills, not constantly. Now, mixing control on the chords track, after the rack, at EQ8, high pass somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz depending on your bass. Cut a bit of mud around 250 to 450 Hz if needed. Add a gentle compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 200, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not for smashing, just consistency. Then sidechain compress it to your kick, or kick and snare bus. Attack super fast. Like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds, release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, tune to the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of ducking so the chords breathe with the drums. And for reverb, in drum and bass, sends are usually better than inserts. Short plate or dark room, pre-delay 15 to 30 ms, and low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 so your space doesn't muddy the whole tune. Now, one of the most important pro checks, mono compatibility. Put a utility at the very end of the chords track, and map a macro to width so you can sweep it from 0 to 100%. Every time you switch to tune modes, do a quick mono dip. If the chord goes hollow, facey, or disappears, you've got too much widening in the important frequency range. Fix it now, not at mixdown. And remember what you're actually detuning, because it matters. Unison detune is pitch offsets plus stereo spread. Chorus is tiny modulated delays, which is more phase-based width. Drift is slow pitch modulation, which reads as musical instability. They each interact differently with noisy breaks and bright rides. Alright, now the classic drum and bass move, resample. Create a new audio track called Chord Resample. Set its input to resampling, or directly from your chords track. Arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars while you launch scenes and tweak macros. This is where the magic becomes usable. Once it's audio, You can warp and tighten timing, slice to a new MIDI track for jungle-style chops, or add grit like Redux or Saturator without your low end constantly shifting pitch and phase. Let's wrap with a quick practice challenge you can do in 15 minutes. Build the 4-chain rack, make a 2-bar chord stab clip and a 4-bar pad clip. Then jam a 32-bar run like this, 8 bars tight, 8 bars micro, 8 bars drift while the filter closes, and then 8 bars wide, but only let it go wide on bars 7 and 8 as a lift. Resample that performance, then do one edit, slice one chord hit, reverse it, and use it as a pre-drop sweep. If you did it right, you'll have a 32-bar loop that genuinely feels like it could live under a rolling break at 174, with width that shows up only when it matters. Final reminders. Detune is a difference tool, not a more tool. Loudness and brightness can trick you, so level match and even consider slightly EQ matching when you compare chains. Don't detune your sub-range. Mono your bass, high-pass your chords, and protect the center. Keep drift slow, and use wide as contrast, not as your default state. When you're ready, tell me what sub-style you're aiming for, like liquid, minimal, jungle-leaning, or techie roller, and whether your chords are more stab or pad. Then we can pick safe detune ranges, anchor points, and chord voicings that lock to that aesthetic.